Welcome to Happy Hour. We are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful, drenched Imlay City, Michigan. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. It is Solid State Radio. Now that I think I've got things working again, get a do-over on the intro today, which is
okay. Well, I was wondering if we were able to do it anyway, because apparently the entire east part of the country, if you're in Verizon, you're out of luck.
Oh, boy. Really? I did not. The whole east side?
Yeah.
Like, the whole east coast? Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you see it on Facebook. Everybody's like, what's wrong with Verizon?
Well, the problem is that you have Verizon, but...
Oh, that you're a cell phone snob, aren't you? You're like, oh, it's got to be Sprint or nothing.
I like having cell phone service. I have AT&T, good sir.
Oh, AT&T.
Now,
I
granted,
have Ameritech.
I have a Michigan Bell phone, thank you very much.
Mabel, give me Susquehanna 44222.
So, yeah. No, I mean, for me, it works pretty much everywhere except the thriving metropolis of Otter Lake. Like, that's the only place where I have an issue. And
Otter Lake, I think that's on purpose. I'm beginning to think, it's like, hey, we'd like to put a cell tower. Nope. But you get, nope.
Just not, nope.
Nope. What if we, nope.
No. God, you kind of wonder with some of that stuff, man. Like it gets a bit ridiculous. Like I don't know how it is that I can get service fine in Seaville and Otter Lake or Seaville, but not Otter Lake or really Millington.
Anyway, you can get it's getting better in Fostoria. You can get in a Seaville. Otisville's fine. Otter Lake, nope. My brother lives in Otter Lake. He says, I got me a cell phone. I'm like, why?
What's the point? You're literally better off having a landline rotary phone.
He does have a landline, but yeah, there's...
He might be the last one left.
Yeah, it might be the last... something like that. Can I get landline service? Really? Bill, we got one.
My God, we're not out of jobs yet.
It still took 7 days to install, but, you know...
Well, of course, that part goes without saying. And cost an arm and a leg to do. Right. So we are, of course, live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. We're going to be out here till 6 tonight with Happy Hour. Adam's going to do a full hour of local original music after that.
Yes.
For a little show we like to call Sessions. And then our old pal Uncle Don, Fear No Music, is going to be live tonight from 7 until 10 out here.
Oh, good to see some other members of the South State Radio family making an appearance.
Yep, he's going to be out here. Schwabo's here Friday, Saturday night. I'm told we may have a sighting from Skinner tomorrow after sessions.
Woody, we're all doing something. What about you, bud?
Actually,
Emily, how about you? Come on.
Well, I think Woody actually might be he might be doing his stuff remotely this week anyway.
Oh, okay.
He's up in New Hampshire or something.
New Hampshire? New Hampshire?
I don't know how he has the money at this station's salary to go to New Hampshire, but
nobody,
I didn't question
it. Well, it's probably family because nobody, get the bus together. We're going to New Hampshire.
Yeah, no one just goes to New Hampshire.
No.
There's no reason to. There's no reason for anyone to ever do this.
In New Hampshire, is there a prison up there? Is that why he's there? Is he serving a dime in New Hampshire?
It's like Nebraska. There's no reason for anyone to ever go there.
Yeah, I don't even know what we had to study state capitals. What is the state capital of New Hampshire?
Is it Concord? Or no,
I thought that was
maybe that's Vermont.
We'll look it up.
Normally, I'm pretty good with the geography stuff, man. You got me today. Your guess is good as mine. We've got to better apologize to Nebraska and New Hampshire now.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure. I mean, I guess Nebraska, we don't really have to because they've got, you know, maybe they just got land.
They just got internet.
Yes, that internet last week.
They just got internet, and they're actually
and it's not high speed.
God.
Like it's yeah. Still like the old, you know, sounds like a
they're
Skrillex
talking
song.
Trash about us. I better go down to the Western Union station.
Yeah, I'll,
Solid State Radio, stop. They're messing with us. Stop.
It was Concord, by the way. I was right.
Concord, okay.
For whatever it's worth. So just to kind of run down here, the Eastern Michigan State Fair, which we are live at all this week. Monster Truck, Monster Jam going on tonight. Wednesday from 7 until whatever, presented by our good friends at Tri-County Equipment. We'll save you the seat, but all you'll need is the edge. You know, all that.
It's going to be good for the mud today. I mean, with a little bit of that rain coming down.
Yeah, it really is. That's for sure. So that's going on tonight at 7, weather permitting. And I'm pretty sure they're not going to not do it unless it's like thundering and lightning. And you know, even then, they may take matters into, you know, take your life in your own hands there. Of course, the rides, I don't know if you're going to want to get on the rides in this, and they may not be running if it's storming, but...
Oh, yeah, it's fine. You can just get on the Ferris wheel.
But if the weather is good enough for this, for things to happen, you will at least get to, you know, $20 gets you in. It gets you access to everything except food, really.
Yep.
So
the
stop on.
The food's not that badly priced either.
No, it's really not. Like, I got, you know, a cheeseburger and a good-sized portion of chili cheese fries yesterday, and I was out only like $12 or something.
Yeah, that's a lot of heart-clogging goodness right there, huh?
Oh, yeah. The Imlay City Lions are good for that sort of thing. Gotta love that. So we're going to be out here all afternoon long. We got plenty of stuff to talk about today. A couple holdovers from yesterday. Got a Michigan State thing that we have to get to coming up here in a little bit because this is something that may not have been the best decision that was ever made. But, you know, sometimes the networks are going to do what they're going to do when it comes to Big Ten football. Yeah. We'll talk about it coming up here in a little bit. A-Ball Nation right now. It is happy hour live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. The Cure on your safest place in bad weather, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. Sean Cantwell, Adam Hairhawk broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful Imlay City. Well, okay, I've seen more beautiful days in Imlay City, admittedly, to be fair.
It's supposed to go until, I think, 7 o'clock, 7:30, I think it's supposed to cut out.
Hopefully it clears up in time for the Monster Jam to happen.
Well, what time is that?
7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
So it should be fairly smooth sailing
and
after
perfectly
that.
Muddy. I mean, when you want a monster truck, you want it mud.
You really do. That's kind of, I feel like that's what you're going for at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And, absolutely. Well, let me tell you, you're going to get that and plenty of it. As with all we're supposed to get this afternoon, like they're looking at possible hail, you know, pretty strong, rather gusty winds. In fact, there's still a severe thunderstorm watch in the for all southeastern Michigan until 7 o'clock tonight. So be safe if you're out there. So far, I don't believe we've gotten any more. Oh, we officially have our first breaking weather alert of the afternoon. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southern Lapeer County till 4:45 this afternoon. As of 4:18, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Lapeer to near Dryden to near Romeo, moving north at 25 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Expect possible damage to roof, siding, and trees. Nothing so far about nothing about hail. Nothing that I'm seeing about hail now.
Well, after last Thursday, nobody's messing around anymore. It's a small gust of wind. Get the cars in the garage.
Right. A lot of glass shops, I guarantee you, are just raking in the money this week.
We're working double overtime, boy.
Yep, absolutely. So that's something to keep in mind. Looks like Imlay's supposed to get hit around 4:40. We'll keep track of that. I swear we're not going to be in all severe weather mode all afternoon.
No.
We will get into some of the fun stuff coming up. We're about up against a break, though.
Yep.
We'll hit that. We'll come back, give you the latest on the forecast, and then we'll come back and do all the usual shenanigans you've come to expect from this fine disaster of a radio show. It is Happy Hour, live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair on your local alternative, Solid State Radio.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food.
Cold drinks.
Keno.
Six pool tables.
Pinball.
Darts.
Air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
Hey, Mom and Dad, do you have kids at home this summer that love musical theater and need someplace to go? Stone's Throw Theater has a musical theater camp just for you. It is a three-week-long summer camp taking place July 10th through July 29th, Monday through Friday. If you want more information, visit us at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or call us at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you have a gambling problem, you have a money problem.
10 gallons of gas, cash, or credit?
Yesterday's lottery ticket won't fill up your tank. Because when you're feeding a gambling problem...
Okay, your grocery total is $98.
It's difficult putting food on the table, paying your bills, and keeping your life together. If you or a loved one is struggling with gambling, get free, confidential help at michigan.gov/problemgambling. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
The Sessions Concert Series is back at the Corona Road Bar, Saturday, August 12th. Three bands that I play on Sessions that you need to see live. Gutter Swamp, Hyper, and Crafted Conviction. It's all taking place Saturday, August 12th at the Corona Road Bar. No tickets, no cover. Come on in. Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. 9 o'clock start time, Saturday, August 12th. Hyper, Crafted Conviction, and Gutter Swamp. It's the Sessions Concert Series. Support local music.
Solid state weather for the rest of the afternoon as the merchant building's kind of turned into a wind tunnel as Adam and I and Greg from Gospel 1230 WNPC are kind of scrambling as there's a booth down at the end of this thing that just, they left their stuff here but didn't really secure it in place very well.
Yeah, they just said it like, okay, good enough, let's go home.
Close enough. If someone shows up and is interested, there's paperwork here.
The good Lord wanted to distribute the stuff on his own.
Clearly. I mean, they've got him on their side across the hall here, man.
Yeah.
I think that's why they always set us up next to 1230 every year. Because I think they're either hoping that they're going to save us and atone for our general, us being us. You pull up a mic. I got a headset here for you, Greg.
We have the good folks from 1230 and 106.9 WMPC.
I don't know if they'll reach all the way over here.
And right. I think the people who designed this also used to like put ants in a jar, shake them up so they fight.
Right. I kind of wonder about that. He's out, I think, getting a look at the forecast here. our the Solid State Eastern Michigan Fair weather window that we're conveniently located to. Hopefully, I'm just hoping that we don't just get like monsoons blowing water in here because, you know, expensive radio equipment. That it don't like water too much.
Oh, I mean, ours? we got ours at Goodwill.
In theory, it's expensive to replace it. Just because we got it for free doesn't mean anything. But there is a severe thunderstorm warning until 4 o'clock for southern Lapeer County. And we're looking at possible wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour with all of that. Otherwise, cloudy skies, rain showers, possible severe thunderstorms between now and 7. High getting up to 74. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low of 66. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 86 and a low of 66 at least. And then possible thunderstorms Friday with a high of 88 and a low of 65. 74 in Flint right now, 75 in the Tri-Cities, 74 in lovely downtown Lapeer under, well, you can hear it around us right now. Like, it's storming, and it's, at the very least, it's blowing around pretty good. Getting back into the music, here's the Black Keys. Oh, yep, there's some lightning. It's coming on now. Here's the Black Keys, Solid State Radio, solidstateradio.net, live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Taproot, their latest victim I play, your local alternative Solid State Radio. A double dose of local music this hour. Before that, Frame 42 with Ramona. They're going to be your guests of honor on Friday night on Sessions.
Yeah, I mean, Friday is the day I get the bands and artists who make this fantastic music in studio, but can't do that this Friday because I'm going to be here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. So I said, hey, Frame 42, how would you like to do the interview live in front of people? They're like, let's do it. Because, you know, they've been around live crowds a time or two.
You might say that.
Sure. They just put out a new album. I believe it's self-titled. I can't figure out the album on it, but such great stuff. They recorded with Toby Wright again. I can't wait to talk to him about that. It's available on download. I don't know if it's going to be on vinyl. I don't know if it's going to be on cassette because cassettes are making a comeback.
Why? Why are cassettes, of all things, coming back?
I don't know. I've actually found this story on the Flint Local 432 page. Because I'm sure they probably still have some bands out there that they probably have their stuff put on cassette.
I don't understand this, like, literally at all. Like, the people who are clamoring for cassettes to come back clearly never lived in the 80s, 90s, early aughts when you get your cassette tape stuck in the player and the tape player would just eat the thing.
Or you'd leave it in the car. And it would get, like, a couple degrees too hot, and next thing you know, it's all warped. The tapes break.
Yeah, they're, you know, surprisingly not durable for as great as we thought that technology was then. I don't know why we did.
There's this guy, Nick Kashashian. Kashashian, yeah, okay.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Cassette manufacturer. He said he retired in 2018, and a month later kept getting phone calls from everybody that want cassettes. Yeah, and he says, I know there's nobody around here that makes cassettes. I kept all my equipment, and I said, you know what? Let me do just that. So he came out of retirement, and yeah, Motley Crue was releasing some stuff on cassette. Rob Zombie has released some of his newer stuff on cassette. And my question is, Sean already brought it up. Why? Why? It's you hipsters. You hipsters were just not satisfied enough bringing back vinyl.
And by it's the all way, your fault, by the way, hipsters.
You hipsters, yeah, I don't buy that. The vinyl is a superior sound. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like I'm listening to a CD while somebody pops popcorn in the background. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't necessarily buy the whole superior audio quality thing either. I mean, as for people who really, for whatever reason, like the pops and hisses, and there you go. People are weird.
There you go. There's your favorite record sound there, hipsters. There you go. You like that?
We'll just run that under all the music we play from here on out, and they'll never know we're not actually playing vinyl.
It's such a warm sound. You know, yeah, it's warm because that reminds you of a fire. Reminds you of a nice crackling campfire. That's what it sounds like.
That has to be it.
But no, so they're like, we want vinyls back because it's so much better. And everybody's just like, okay, all right, let's bring back vinyls. Now everybody's bringing back vinyls. And now they just don't feel special enough. So they're like, you know what? We got to bring back cassettes. These damn hipsters, man. It's those hipsters. Listen, I liked being able to walk down the hallowed halls of Lapeer East High School with the first four Metallica albums in my pants because, you know, they're more transportable than CDs and vinyl. But that's where that list ends. That's it. end of list.
I feel like also they could still be as, like, CDs could be every bit as portable in that sense. I mean, different shape, I guess, but like you could also fit like 20 or 30 of them in like a case and keep that in your pocket. You're not doing that with cassette tapes.
No.
It's not a thing.
No. Well, cassettes, I had a travel thing, like little suitcase. I had like, it would hold like 20, 25.
You'd take a whole
damn
suitcase with you to listen to multiple albums.
Yeah, I'd be going to Mackinac Island.
This seems so not worth it.
Oh, yeah. It was a pain in the butt. And then, and they wore out. They would wear out. I mean, there's a couple times I'd buy the same album on cassette because it'd wear out. You'd just keep listening to it. And then, you know, I'm sorry, but records, you can take the needle and put it to the song you want. CDs, you can skip tracks. Cassettes, no. No, 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 no. You can't do that. And it's so frustrating.
Right. You're stuck wherever that thing is, whatever point in the album it's at.
Yeah, you buy an album for the last song on the A side, good luck, bud. Good luck.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of fast-forwarding to get to that song. And then, if you want to hear it again, okay, just rewind it and make sure you rewind it to the exact right spot.
Exactly. I mean, I guess that's why, you know, the whole mixtape thing became such a thing, because no one wanted to go through all of that.
Yeah. Exactly.
At least now I have like a couple dozen songs I can listen to and actually and like them all and not want to skip over them.
Right. But that would help. But you know what? Also, cassette drives. You know what, bands? Just put your stuff on flash drives. If you want something physical to hold, I could have the entire Metallica collection in one pocket. Or just on one flash drive.
You could have, like, their entire discography and the discography of every band you've ever listened to. I mean, basically, out here, our setup, like, and this little flash drive that I've got plugged into the computer out here at the fair, literally our entire playlist, every song that we have access to at home base, it's all on this thing. It's literally, like, 3 inches long.
But, like, Sean, the sound just isn't as warm.
Now, that's the one thing I don't think I have is my dial tone, because that would be so, so handy right now. Like, there's no, that's not a thing. Like, no one cares about the, like, unless you're one of these people, like, who is just so utterly obsessed with the audio. Like, and as long as it's not doing that and you know the thing I'm talking about, that, like, a lot of the early MP3 or the Windows audio files did, that.
Almost like a flange effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones where you ripped off of LimeWire and BearShare and stuff like that.
You know what's bad, by the way? I've heard actual, like, I've been listening to the radio on, like, big-time stations and not just our little pea shooter operation here. And heard, like, just awful rips of songs like that. Like, you literally downloaded this off of LimeWire. What gives? Like, how has nobody noticed this up to this point?
Yeah, thank God that's gone, because, I remember that was quite annoying.
Yeah, the audio quality now, like, just off your standard garden variety MP3s, every bit as good as anything you're getting on CD or vinyl or whatever.
Exactly. What's next? Okay, hipsters, you know what? You win. We're going to release everything on cassettes. What, you were going to bring back 8-track?
You know.
You want 8-track?
I feel like I've heard a band talking about actually releasing things on 8-track.
That's right. You don't get a warm sound unless it's really off of a wax cylinder.
That's what I'm waiting for. When are we bringing back the wax cylinder?
I like to turn up the Victrola and put on the wax cylinder. You know, you don't get the right representation on any other medium.
I like to work for my music.
Yeah, exactly.
People, I don't understand them sometimes. I really, really, truly don't. We're live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in Imlay City. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Here's Blink-182.
Morning comes.
Smash Mouth, your local alternative Solid State Radio. Wow, I'm really on my game. Like, what? Jeez, it is happy hour live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair, where I am just 110% on my game today. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Sean Catwell.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a little loose off the cuff. I mean, it's
usually when we're loose on the air, it's not, you know, necessarily in this way or because of this. Usually it's because of something else, but.
Yeah, we got to procure some of that. I don't know how we're going to be able to bootleg some of that. The Lord provides.
Right. I have faith in us, to say the least of it. So you had something else that you were teasing on the old Book of Faces earlier.
Okay, so we talk about red flags all of the time on this show. And
we do, because we are, in fact, two walking, talking red flags.
There is a woman in Kentucky, and I tease this on the Facebook page. There is a woman in Kentucky, 23 years old. She just celebrated her 11th arrest.
11th?
11th. 11th arrest.
Dare I ask what for?
She's earned the title Queen of Chaos. She's a mugshot, and they're calling her a mugshot model. And I'm just going to go ahead and let you see the mugshot once it comes up on here. But, yeah, she's been busted for just about everything. There's her latest mugshot.
Well, there's a couple things on this. Okay, she's pretty cute.
She is a cute.
Let her steal my heart, but also, she is way too happy in that mugshot.
Well, she credits her Xanax addiction.
That'll do it.
They're saying echoes of "I can fix her" and "willing to risk it all" rang out after the Instagram comment section after discovering Rihanna Brock, aka the Queen of Chaos. Got her 11th
arrest. Sure sounds like the Queen of Chaos.
Her arrests include, but are not limited to, theft of a firearm, contempt of court, shoplifting, and evading police.
Wow, she's had a full day, hasn't she?
On the right there is her first mugshot in 2018.
Okay, yeah, definitely. fine looker there.
She, after being expelled from both Eastern and Western Kentucky universities.
Oh, wow. Covering the whole gamut there, apparently.
And then she has this mugshot. She's just, again, just smiling, and she's got a pretty smile. She put on Facebook, she says, LMAO, this mugshot is one of my favorites. She has so many to pick from. She's probably got like a scrapbook.
She's got like a whole Facebook or Instagram album of her mugshots.
And this is from a Facebook post. She says, "I literally stole a car, I wrecked it, and then brought it back. So the police pulled up at my dorm, and they said they had me on camera, but I was straight denying that, you know what. And then they pulled the outfit I was wearing out of my closet. My mouth dropped. I didn't even know what to say. I was caught all the way the F up."
I mean, still, you probably shouldn't be admitting to it on Facebook. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, you probably still shouldn't admit on Facebook to the, "Hey, I did all this stuff." Like, that's probably not, your lawyer's just got to be just,
yeah, the lawyer's
slapping
just
his
like,
fist against his head. Just like, "What are you doing?
Your Honor, I cannot represent this woman." And then the judge is like, "Really? Can I see a picture? You want me to show you a picture of her? All right, I'm ready to be hurt again."
Ready to have my heart broken one more time, and the legal system to boot.
But I'm sure there's a lot of guys and a few women out there who are like, "Oh, this, I could change her."
No one can seriously think that, right? Like,
they can't.
Because I mean, you hear all the time of, you know, women who think they can fix a dude.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Let me tell you, as someone who could probably stand to be fixed, hasn't happened yet. You're really probably wasting your time in trying to do so.
Yeah,
but I feel like the dudes aren't thinking about trying to fix her. They're just trying to get her to work for the night at least.
Quite possibly. But there was that one guy that his mugshot. He was like really dark complected, but steel blue eyes, and the women loved him. They wrote to him, and he was in there for like criminal assault or something. It was
right.
A big one. It wasn't like he jaywalked or stole a car. It was something big.
You know, he's a bad boy, but they can fix him. Oh, they can change him.
It's that whole Beauty and the Beast thing. Oh, he'll be a jerk to everybody except for me.
Except for you, and it never works out that way.
And then meanwhile, everybody's yelling, "Red flag, red flag." Stay away from that guy.
Bad idea. It's always a bad idea. Don't do it. Just don't. Like, if that could be the one thing you take from this radio show, don't run headfirst into the red flags. That's all I'm asking.
Unless she looks like that.
Okay, then I might grant you an exception. It's Sears Chili Peppers, Breaking the Girl. We're live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair at Solid State Radio.
Just fine, everything will be alright.
Jimmy Eat World at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. We're broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair in beautiful, rain-drenched Imlay City.
It's normally, yesterday was beautiful. It was fantastic.
It was. Like, you could have asked for a nicer day. I mean, maybe about 10 degrees cooler, but, you know, you'll take what you can get. Meanwhile, today it's cooled off a lot.
Feels good.
But then you step outside. Although, I guess it hasn't been too bad as far as, like, it looks like it's still raining pretty light out there, to be honest with you.
It's going
to
be on and off until about 7:30.
Yep, it's looking that way. Severe thunderstorm watch still in effect for that duration. So,
but as far as I've heard, the monster trucks still going on tonight.
Well, yeah. What, you think a little mud's going to stop some monster trucks?
Oh, no, they got stuck. Better get the wrecker out.
Get the monster wrecker out.
Yeah.
it's somehow an even bigger, lifted monster truck. I could almost see this.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But, so, I don't know if you've heard this yet. Apparently, it's been dropped today that, oh boy, this year's Michigan State game.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a night game on NBC.
Nice.
7:30 start. I don't know about you, as a Michigan fan, this game, it's going to be in Spartan Stadium this year.
Yes, I love that idea.
I don't hate it. I mean, I love it from a scheduling perspective. That said, if you're a Michigan fan, are you even taking the chance of being caught dead in East Lansing that day?
Oh, yeah, that would. I guess I didn't think of that. They should have had it like on a common ground thing.
You're going to have an entire day to do all your day drinking. You're going to be able to go out there.
I didn't think of that. I did not think of that.
You start tailgating, get blocked at 10 in the morning, and then finally at 7 o'clock the doors open up. And keep in mind, this year you can actually sell booze at Spartan Stadium.
Oh,
they just changed that law. If I'm a Wolverine fan, I am staying far away from that game.
That's going to be a full Sparty party because I don't think anybody from Ann Arbor is going to be there. But I tell you what, if we're going to like a local watering hole or having a party at someone's house, that's about perfect.
No, it's ideal. I love it. Like, just from a schedule my whole day around it, I love it. Like, you can just go ahead and hit home or hit the bar and watch the game and have a big old party in the evening. Like, who's really ready to party at home or at the bar or whatever at noon on a Saturday? I mean, I know some people are. I mean, I may have been those people at one point, but
I was in a band where the lead singer is a very huge Michigan fan, and we had the mistake of having a gig the night of Michigan State game.
Oh, no.
In State One. And he was just crestfallen. He could have just done ballads the whole time. Just
it's just nothing but Home Sweet Home all night.
Yeah,
on a repeat.
He didn't feel like we did like every instrumental we had in our back pocket. It was just
he just couldn't even handle it. Like
he tried. We were
I can't
to play,
go on, you guys.
We were supposed to play to 1:30. He tried to cut the gig at 12:45. Like no, come on.
Oh wow, it was that bad.
Yeah,
huh?
He was that crest. He's that much of a Michigan fan.
He's that diehard.
Yep.
I mean, good on him, but yeah, that I can't imagine that being fun. Oh, there's another lightning strike.
That was a big old lightning strike.
That it was. And it's a good thing we're not hooked up to a bunch of expensive, audio equipment or anything.
Yeah,
so
yeah, right.
There's no way this ends particularly badly for us.
No.
But if you want to come out and brave the weather, and you know you do, because once this thing lifts, Monster Jam is going to just be it's
jamming.
It's going to be jamming. It's going to be a good time. So still come out here to the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City. We are live out here. I'm live till 6. Adam's got sessions after that out here. And you never know. Maybe he'll even be nice and take your request if you sneak him a beer.
Yeah, sneak me a beer in here. Somebody, please. For the love of God.
He's dying on the vine over here, folks. You have no idea. It is Happy Hour, your local alternative Solid State Radio. We'll get a check on that forecast and see just how long it's going to be until this nastiness lifts. Up next, Solid State Radio, solidstateradio.net.
Hey, Mom and Dad, do you have kids at home this summer that love musical theater and need someplace to go? Stone's Throw Theater has a musical theater camp just for you. It is a three-week-long summer camp taking place July 10th through July 29th, Monday through Friday. If you want more information, visit us at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or call us at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music theater and art are only a stone's throw away.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food,
cold drinks,
keno,
six pool tables,
pinball,
darts,
air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done. And that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters. Still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Day Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you have a gambling problem, you have a money problem.
10 gallons of gas, cash, or credit.
Yesterday's lottery ticket won't fill up your tank. Because when you're feeding a gambling problem...
Okay, your grocery total is $98.
It's difficult putting food on the table, paying your bills, and keeping your life together. If you or a loved one is struggling with gambling, get free, confidential help at michigan.gov/problemgambling. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
The Sessions Concert Series is back at the Corona Road Bar, Saturday, August 12th. Three bands that I play on Sessions that you need to see live. Gutter Swamp, Hyper, and Craft a Conviction. It's all taking place Saturday, August 12th at the Corona Road Bar. No tickets, no cover. Come on in. Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. 9 o'clock start time, Saturday, August 12th. Hyper, Craft a Conviction, and Gutter Swamp. It's the Sessions Concert Series. Support local music.
Solid state weather for the rest of the afternoon. Well, you can hear it out there. It's still coming down pretty heavy. The good news is it looks like most of it should clear up by about 7 o'clock tonight or so. Possible severe thunderstorms in play somewhat. The severe thunderstorm watch is still in effect for southeast Michigan until about 7 o'clock. Other than that, cloudy, rainy until about 7, then clearing up after that. High getting up to, well, we're at 74 right now, and it's not getting any warmer from here. Tonight, showers overnight with a low of 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86 and a low of 66. Then for Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, followed by scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with possible gusty winds and small hail because, of course, we can't get rid of the hail threat, apparently. High of 88, low of 65. Right now, 74 in Flint, 75 in the Tri-Cities, 74 in lovely downtown Lapeer under cloudy skies, the errant lightning bolt, and a little bit of rain still. Going to play a couple more tunes. I think it might be, I don't know about you, Adam, I think it might be time to try and give away some prizes. Adam.
Definitely should. I thought it was just a weather broadcast. I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely.
That's kind of my fault there. I didn't really cue you in. I saw the crowd gather around like, okay, let's give away some stuff.
This seems
and
like
we'll
a good
do that next after Sum 41 at your local alternative, South State Radio. Sum 41, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is happy hour. We are broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair, and it's about time to give away some stuff. So, he's Adam Herahuck, by the way. I'm Sean Cantwell, and it's kind of become tradition that when we do this, we
rake me over the coals is what it is.
It really is. So, we're going to play a little game we like to call, What the Hell Does Adam Know? And it's the easiest game show in the world because you don't actually have to have any knowledge in order to successfully do it. All you have to do, and I'll set this up for everybody. All you have to do, I'm going to ask Adam a trivia question, and you have to tell me whether he's going to get the answer right or wrong. If you can guess three of the questions or predict his answers right 3 out of 5 times, you will be walking away with something out of the Solid State Radio prize closet. And either way, we'll still throw you something if you don't, but we have our first victim, such as it is. What is your name?
Christy.
Christy, where are you from?
Yale.
And what brings you out to Imlay City? I mean, the fair, obviously, I suppose.
We come every year, so it's a family affair.
Right on. That's awesome. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
I haven't even told Adam what the...
There I go. Okay.
I haven't yet told Adam what the actual the category is today.
You can't hear him? She can't hear you.
She can't hear me. Oh, that's probably because those headphones need to come way up.
Okay.
Is that better?
She's not in her head. She's...
All right. So I haven't given you the...
Yeah, I don't know what the questions are, so this is going to be... This could get ugly real quick.
This actually... The today's category is geography.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that to you. No, I would totally do that to you. But today... No, your category today, sir, is Kistery.
The band Kiss. I love the band Kiss, yes.
He is like the biggest Kiss fan I've ever met in my life. Yeah. Like, I'm amazed that his kids aren't actually named H. Gene... Paul and
Peter. I had a cat named Gene. I don't know if that counts, but
that counts close enough, I suppose. So, let's rake this man over the coals, shall we? Your first question, Adam.
Yes.
Pre-Kiss, what was the name of the band Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley were in? What was the name of the band that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley were in pre-Kiss? Now, Christy, will he get this question right or will he get it wrong?
He'll get it right.
You ready for the sound effect?
I guess I should get ready for the sound effect. Adam, what was the name of the band that Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley were in pre-Kiss? Do you know it?
Yes, Wicked Lester.
You are correct, sir. All right, 1 for 3. Nicely done.
Nice. Go me.
So far, so good.
Yay.
Let's go ahead and, all right. Next question is, where did Kiss make their first club appearance on January 30th, 1973? Will he get this one right or will he get it wrong? I will throw in multiple choices if you'd like.
Yes, thank you.
He'll get it right.
He'll get it right. Okay.
Because the club I'm thinking, it changed names a couple times.
I believe you are right on that. So, the question again. Where did Kiss make its first club appearance on January 30th, 1973? Adam, what's the answer?
You got to give me. You said multiple choice.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I did, didn't I? Coventry, Max's Kansas City, CBGB's, or the Daisy?
I'm going to say Coventry.
Adam, you are correct.
Yay!
Two Woo! For three.
Yay!
One more, and you'll be walking away with some fun and fabulous prizes.
Yay.
All right. The last question is, well, hopefully it's the last question. What was the first character suggested for Eric Carr?
Okay.
Christy, will he get it right or will he get it wrong?
Does he get multiple choice?
I will give him multiple choice, yes.
Then he'll get it right.
All right, your choices are Hawk, Fox, Dog, or Rat. What was the first character suggested for Eric Carr?
Hawk.
Did he seriously just go 3 for 3 in this?
It's Kiss, of course.
He did. You are right. And Christy, you were walking away with, you've got plenty of options here. We've got CDs from some of the local bands we play at Solid State Radio. We've also got a $10 gift certificate to Woodchip's Real American Barbecue if you would like that. And, well, sounds like she has made her choice.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Mate, we'll do this again throughout the week. I'll need to clearly, I'm going to need to replenish the prize closet.
Yes.
Because I may have made this a little too easy on you.
There we go.
It is Solid State Radio. It's Happy Hour live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Here's your local jam for this hour. It's Solid Frog. Solid State Radio, solidstateradio.net, and the Solid State Radio app. Happy hour. We're broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair for, well, a couple minutes longer. Adam stuck here for a whole nother hour, though.
I don't look at it as stuck. I look at it as an opportunity to mingle with the people.
To preach the gospel of Michigan-made music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they might be saving people from eternal damnation across the hall. We're saving people from listening to crappy music. That's what we do at Solid State Radio. We're spreading the gospel of Michigan-made music on a little show you like to call Sessions.
I'd like to tell you the good news about Bob Seger for a minute, if I may.
Let's open to the book of Jack White.
You know, I don't play enough White Stripes, and I don't know why.
I don't either.
I'm going to have to remedy this.
I said, we've got the entire discography because they're kind of a core artist at the station.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to remedy that.
Absolutely need to remedy that. Maybe remedy it tonight, tomorrow?
Tonight, I think I can. I got my list here, but I can. Rules are made to be broken, sure.
And no one's better at breaking the rules than Adam Harahoff.
That's right.
Now, stop by. You have a White Stripes song you would like to request. Maybe Adam will play it tonight.
Absolutely.
He's just that nice, that magnanimous of a fellow. He really, truly is.
Magnanimous. You made that word up.
I did not. Look, just because you don't know any words that are longer than two syllables doesn't mean they don't exist.
Photographize. Private joke, folks. Sorry.
Yeah, that one is still never going to get old, though.
No, I'm never going to live that one down.
No, you're really not. But yeah, full hour of local original music comes your way next on Sessions, and then Friday night.
Frame 42, they're going to be in studio. They have a brand new album out, and a lot of gigs coming up.
Are they bringing the album out here?
I think we already have it somewhere.
Oh, do you? Better.
So we're going to be playing that. And
I say, do I need to leave the CD players out here? Like, it's not in the system. What do we do?
No, I got to get it in the system, though. I think you have the first two singles that they've released off of it, Ramona and Thicker Than Blood. But
yes,
there's still like four other tracks on there, and every one of them is a scorcher. It's great.
Ooh, full just album of bangers. Gotta love it.
Oh, yeah.
Got to love that. So you have that to look forward to Friday, a little later than normal, 7 to 8, because, well, we're going to be live on the AM and FM dial that afternoon on WMIC from 5:30 to 7. So, yeah,
That's right. You
listening at Solid State Radio get a bonus hour of happy hour. And who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want more of this stupid radio show in their life?
Well, I don't know. WMIC may at the end.
They may not. Like, what were we thinking picking those guys up? Anyway, Sessions is up next. Fear No Music going to be live out here tonight as well. Don doing his thing live from the Merchant Building at the Eastern Michigan Fair tonight from 7 to 10. And then, all being well, we'll be back at it tomorrow afternoon at 3. Good times will be had by all. Maybe we'll give away some more prizes, clear out the prize closet, you know.
There you go.
We got stuff to give away. It would really just be, it would be downright criminal to not actually do it, right?
Yeah, I see. We don't have the t-shirts in here that we have over the studio. Like,
oh, no, we don't.
Icarus Fell t-shirts and
ooh, you're
like
right.
That. Yeah, we'll have to find some stuff for that.
Go get that stuff tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have it out here to give away.
There you go.
Sessions is next. All being well. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.